This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Airlines begins commercial flight from Gautam Buddha International Airport. Nepal concedes 9-run defeat to Pakistan A in ACC Women's T20 Asia Cup. And India's health ministry denies COVID data breach. Now, the news in detail. Nepal Airlines has started regular commercial flights from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia to Gautam Buddha International Airport located in Bhairava from today. The plane landed at Bhairava from Kuala Lumpur at 8:30 a.m. this morning. Nepal Airlines will regularly fly from Bhairava to other international destinations with this flight. On that occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati said that the airport will be run to its full capacity in the coming days. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Thapa has said that the new leadership is needed in the party. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, General Secretary Thapa said that there are many challenges and problems within the party and new leadership is needed to overcome them. He said that the current challenges will turn out to be a burden if party leadership does not change. He claimed that he is continuously in the campaign to improve the party and he has no bias towards the party leadership. The Tribhuvan University, TU, has sought applications from campuses wishing to opt for a merger. The TU today issued a notice inviting applications from campuses affiliated with it or running as its constituent colleges that are interested in merging. Applications must be submitted to the TU Office of Planning Directorate by coming mid-July. As the notice states, campuses interested in merging must first decide on merging through the campus assembly or the respective management committee. According to the notice, applications are sought separately from campuses agreeing to a merger, and the document should include a clear explanation of the reasons and relevance behind the proposed merger. Plans are being finalized to initiate classes this academic year at Dadeldhura Medical College. Sudhir Pashim University has forwarded the process for the construction of a medical college by establishing the office of the dean in Dadeldhura. Vice-Chancellor of Sudhir Pashim University, Ammar Raj Joshi, said activities related to detailed project reports for the construction of different infrastructures, including administrative building and hostel, was underway. Vice-Chancellor Joshi is of the view that students of Sudhir Pashim province would have the access to medical education and people across the province would get specialist treatment services once medical college comes into operation in Dadeldhura. An agreement has already been reached among the Ministry of Health and Population, Ministry of Education, Science and Technology and Sudhir Pashim University for the same. Nepal has conceded a 9-run defeat to Pakistan A in a match held today under the ACC Women's T20 Emerging Team Asia Cup 2023. With this, Pakistan A has topped Group A, leaving behind Nepal in the second position. Chasing the 88-run target posted by Pakistan, Nepal was limited to 78 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 6 wickets. Invited to bat first after losing the toss, Pakistan A made 87 runs in 19.2 overs, losing all wickets. Nepal's Indu Barma took 3 wickets. Similarly, Kavita Joshi, Kavita Kumar and Sita Ranamagar claimed 2 wickets each. 8 countries have been participating in the Asia Cup. The participating teams have been divided into 2 groups. Nepal is placed in Group A alongside India, Pakistan A and Hong Kong. Malaysia, UAE, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka are in Group B. In its second match, Nepal is facing India on coming June 15. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Indian Health Ministry has denied reports of a major leak of personal data from its COVID vaccination database, CoWIN. In a statement, the Health Ministry said all such reports are without any basis and mischievous in nature, but it has ordered an official investigation into the matter. There does, however, appear to be some disagreement within the Indian government over the alleged data breach. The Ministry of Electronics and Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, released a statement via Twitter saying an initial investigation had already indicated that there had been a leak of CoWIN data. The Health Ministry's CoWIN database contains the personal details of millions of people. Mr. Chandrasekhar said initial investigations by the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team had found that the data of millions of Indians that had been previously breached or stolen from the COVID vaccine database had been accessible. Several cybersecurity experts have expressed concerns after the incident was reported and pointed out that no security alert was issued by India's Computer Emergency Response Team. Local officials have said at least 6 people have been killed and 25 wounded in a massive missile attack by Russia on civilian buildings in the central Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih. A multi-story residential building was among the civilian infrastructure hit in the early morning attack today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky offered his condolences to the families of those killed in the attack, promising that Russian terrorists will never be forgiven and would be held accountable for every missile they launch. Military officials said the Ukrainian capital Kiev also came under missile and drone attack early this morning, but air defense system destroyed all objects heading towards the city. Ukraine's top military command said air forces destroyed 10 out of 14 cruise missiles and one of 4 Iranian-made drones. The latest wave of air attacks comes as Ukraine claimed to have retaken several villages and made advances in its counteroffensive against Russian forces. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast a heat wave in the Tarai belt of Nepal for the coming 5 days. The division has made aware that people adopt preventative measures to save themselves from heat waves. Issuing a special bulletin, the division mentioned that the current status of temperature and analysis shows that most of the Tarai region's parts will see a gradual rise in both maximum and minimum temperatures. The heat wave is called Lu when the temperatures rise above 40 degrees Celsius. Similarly, even the hilly areas and valleys will see the temperature rise. The division has appealed to all to stay updated on the information and notices issued periodically on the latest weather events. Most of the places in the country have seen rise in both maximum and minimum temperature for some days, and the Tarai belt recorded more than 40 degrees centigrade temperature. Fatigue, weakness, thirst, headache, muscle cramps, dizziness, muscle pain and vomiting can be caused by the Lu. It has further suggested that people stay at home in cold places, wear cotton clothes and cover their heads while walking outside, and increase juice and water intake to avoid the effects of heat waves. In the case of health problems, consultation with the health workers and medical persons has been suggested. Nepal is undergoing the partial effect of westerly wind and the low pressure system of Bihar, India at present. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall has been predicted in some places of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.7 degrees Celsius with 15.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Airlines begins commercial flight from Gautam Buddha International Airport. Nepal concedes 9-run defeat to Pakistan A in ACC Women's T20 Asia Cup. And India's Health Ministry denies COVID data breach. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.